Blackstone Audio presents Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices by Thomas Brooks. This book is read by Andrew Riley. The Epistle Dedicatory. To his most dear and precious ones, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, over whom the Holy Spirit has made him a watchman. Beloved in our dearest Lord Christ, the Scripture, your own hearts and Satan's devices are the four prime things that should be first and most studied and searched. If any cast off the study of these, they cannot be safe here, nor happy hereafter. It is my work as a Christian, but much more as I am a watchman, to do my best to discover the fullness of Christ, the emptiness of the creature, and the snares of the great deceiver, which I have endeavored to do in the following discourse, according to that measure of grace which I have received from the Lord. God once accepted a handful of meal for a sacrifice, Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, and chapter 5, verse 12, and a small quantity of goat's hair for an oblation. And I know that you have not so learned the Father as to despise the day of small things, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Beloved, Satan being fallen from light to darkness, from felicity to misery, from heaven to hell, from an angel to a devil, is so full of malice and envy that he will leave no means unattempted whereby he may make all others eternally miserable with himself. He being shut out of heaven and shut up under the chains of darkness until the judgment of the great day, Jude chapter 6, makes use of all his power and skill to bring all the sons of men into the same condition and condemnation with himself. Satan has cast such sinful seed into our souls that now he can no sooner tempt but we are ready to assent. He can no sooner have a plot upon us but he makes a conquest of us. If he does but show men a little of the beauty and finery of the world, how ready are they to fall down and worship him. Whatever sin the heart of man is most prone to, that the devil will help forward. If David is proud of his people, Satan will provoke him to number them, that he may be yet prouder. 2 Samuel chapter 24. If Peter is slavishly fearful, Satan will put him upon rebuking and denying of Christ to save his own skin. Matthew chapter 16, verse 22, chapter 26, verses 69 through 75. If Ahab's prophets are given to flatter, the devil will immediately become a lying spirit in the mouths of 400 of them, and they shall flatter Ahab to his ruin. 2 Kings chapter 22. If Judas will be a traitor, Satan will quickly enter into his heart and make him sell his master for money, which some heathen would never have done. John chapter 13, verse 2. If Ananias will lie for advantage, Satan will fill his heart that he may lie with a witness to the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Satan loves to sail with the wind and to suit men's temptations to their conditions and inclinations. If they be in prosperity, he will tempt them to deny God. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9. If they be in adversity, he will tempt them to distrust God. If their knowledge be weak, he will tempt them to have low thoughts of God. If their conscience be tender, he will tempt to scrupulosity. If large,